on 1116 SEN. Halftime with Daniel Harford for Melbourne's cheapest cars. Number one for utes in Melbourne and boozebids.com.au. Bid, win and save on Australia's largest range of booze.
Gary Rowan was able to take the easy chest mark and he does so across half-back flank.
So just about done here. There you go. Done. Dusted. Sydney win. 16-15-111. GWS 12-18-90. 21 points the margin.
They were both undefeated up until that point. Now Sydney Swans sit second on the table, 3-0. The Giants are 2-1. Russell Barwick from Fox Sports is all over it as our Around the Ground Sydney man. G'day, Rusty.
G'day, Half. How have you been, mate? I haven't spoken to you for a couple of weeks, given you're filling in the other joint while they're at the Masters.
Yeah, been okay, mate. Been okay. Just enjoying your work with Zubekster. Can't get enough of that sort of chemistry. Can't get enough. Speaking of chemistry, how's the chemistry between John Longmire and Adam Goods? He's not coming back this week. We don't know when we'll see the champ back in senior level.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't expect him coming back this week, would you? Or and they didn't play that well last week when you look at it. They got beat by comfortably by the Neefel side, the GWS side. And he only got the 20 possessions. He might have got the first possession, but as good as I think he would have liked to have been.
Well, have you sensed any tension? Do you know much more about the situation there with Goodsy?
You know, the Swans, mate, they keep it very, very close to hand. I was interested to hear the comments of Jared McVeigh on radio during the week. He actually said that GWS were very, very good. He made mention of Isaac Heaney, made mention of a couple of other young blokes. And then at the end, he sort of threw in Adam Goods and said he's a vital part of the team. But you talk to anybody outside of the group, and they're saying that, well, when would you as a coach put Adam Goods back in the side? Some are saying he'd be really, really handy at the back end of the year.
Yep.
But we said that about, you know, Ryan O'Keefe. We've said that. You look at that side that the Swans have. Mitchell's still down there. There's one or two others that are playing some good football. And you wonder where Adam Goods fits in this whole idea. I think the thought plan about last weekend was that he would get to play in front of quite a few people early in the game. There'd be a few more people turn up, but when the rain came on the Saturday, Goodsy found himself playing over there on the Lakeside Oval at about 10:30 in the morning in front of two lost dogs and a couple of journos.
Two lost dogs, gag. There's nothing worse than the two lost dogs. That's interesting. You mentioned the good news today for Sydney, apart from the fact that they won the game. Isaac Heaney's NAB Rising Star nomination. He's something pretty good, this boy, isn't he?
He's not bad, is he? And it was another one that they thought might be lost to rugby league, but he decided to stick with the AFL and he's come up trumps. And the Swans have done really well with a few. And look, yes, you could argue about them being in the academy and not being in the draft and all of that sort of stuff. But, you know, there's not too many that have come out of New South Wales in the last dozen years that have been genuine top 10 draft picks, aside from the McVeigh brothers. I can't think of any. So things like the academy just to help people here in New South Wales get a feel of what it's like to play for the Swans if you're born in Sydney or raised in Sydney. And to give you an idea of how much money the AFL has spent on marketing, I went to the football on Saturday with a mate of mine, a fellow dad at school, and on the way there he asked me, so where are the Giants from?
Right.
And I said to him, mate, they're from Western Sydney. And then the next question he said, look, to be honest, the only thing I know about AFL is that guy who did the bubbler. I said, that was rugby league, so you're only two at the moment. So the money that the AFL is spending on advertising might not be hitting the mark in terms of dads at the Cameray Primary School.
Well, I'm concerned about his sporting knowledge, full stop, that man. You need another mate.
I do have to say, though, interesting, I mentioned Jared McVeigh. He said that GWS played like a top eight side.
Well,
they were 21 points out of that game, and I was sitting with a guy who's got a lot to do with the Swans, and he and I both agreed that if they kick straight, Cameron was a bit off early, and Callum Ward missed a couple of sitters. If they kick straight and put a bit of pressure on Sydney, then it might have been a completely different scenario. I know, Sydney missed a few sitters and they never looked like they were in trouble, but 21 points and at one stage it looked like about 60. I'm going to stick my neck out and say that they are potentially a top eight side GWS, and if they beat the Gold Coast this weekend, then all of a sudden, I know they had a soft draw, but confidence is a wonderful thing. And, they just might shock a few along the run through.
Well, they've got the Gold Coast, as you said, at Star Trek Oval in Canberra this week, GWS. They're playing good footy. It was a really impressive performance from them last week against the mighty Sydney Swans. We'll be there for that game. Rob Waters, David Schwartz calling the action on SEN Footy. Russ, great to catch up, mate.
No start for me, mate, on the footy call.
I'm fighting, brother. I'm fighting hard, mate. I'm fighting
Rob Waters,
hard.
Fair income, seriously?
Russell Barwick with us from Fox Sports every week around the grounds in Sydney and halftime. Back shortly.